Our prayer this week acknowledges the work of the Holy Spirit as He grants us wisdom and faith to trust in God for our redemption from sin, death, and the power of the devil. O Lord, since You never fail to help and govern those whom You nurture in Your steadfast fear and love, work in us a perpetual fear and love of Your holy name. Jesus, in response to the exclamation, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God," told a parable of a great feast where those who were invited refused to attend. When the honored guests excused themselves, the master of the house told the servant to gather the least important people in the city. Many came to dine at the feast. And the servant said, "Sir, what you commanded has been done, and there is still room." And the master said to the servant, "Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled." The invitation to the feast was extended outside the city, outside the region. Although the children of Israel are God's chosen people, the message of God's love is not exclusive to them. Throughout the Old Testament, we hear the call to all nations to come to the knowledge of the truth, to repent and accept God's grace. No one is excluded from the invitation to hear of God's grace, love, and mercy. God's house is filled with redeemed sinners from every nation, from every race, without exception. His love extends to all people, for the death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus, paid the price of all sins. May our Lord grant His mercy to all people, that they hear of His love and accept His grace. Amen.